This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. The Seguin Matadors face another tough opponent to kick off week number two of the high school football season. The Mats will be on the coast tonight to take on Corpus Christi Miller. The Buccaneers went four rounds deep in the Class 5A Division I playoffs in 2023. Miller running back Broderick Taylor ran for over 2,000 yards last season. Seguin head coach Craig Daly says Taylor is a part of a Buccaneer offense that likes to spread the ball around.
They're a well-balanced offense, but it all starts with him at running back. They want to run the ball. He's a good shifty back, but if the numbers in the box are too heavy, then they'll throw it out to those two wideouts in a lot of screen games. So we got to be a complete defense, show them different looks, not give the quarterback pre-snap reads and kind of mix it up on him.
On defense, Daly says Miller will try to confuse the Matador offense.
They just give you a lot of different looks. They only have one guy in a stance on defense. Everybody else just stands up and walks around and try to bring different pressure looks. But it's usually only a four or five man pressure, so you have enough to protect and block it every time. They just try to confuse you up front. So our offensive line's got to do a good job of just pointing and communicating who they got and just turn into man blocking schemes.
The Mats are coming off a loss in week one to Alamo Heights last week. The Mules focused a lot of their defensive efforts on Matador three-star receiver Nick Henry, which opened up opportunities for other players. One of those players was receiver Aiden Avila. The 6'2" sophomore led Seguin with five catches for 70 yards. He also caught a touchdown. Daly says Avila responded to the challenge in week one.
It was good to see Aiden do that. We've been challenging those guys that someone else is going to have to step up, because eventually people are going to start doubling Nick, and that's what they were doing. They did a good job. They had a good plan of trying to take him away, and he responded and made some plays, so that's good for us.
The Matadors and Buccaneers meet at 7 o'clock tonight, and you'll hear all the action on KWED. In other area games this evening, the Navarro Panthers are at Antonian Prep. That game kicks off at 7 p.m. at Antonio Prep High School. And the Marion Bulldogs are hosting New Braunfels Long Creek for homecoming. That game kicks at 7 o'clock tonight at Veterans Stadium in Marion. We'll have week two of high school football Friday night tonight on KWED. We kick off our coverage at 6:15 with the Navarro Panther Report with Navarro coach Rod Blunt. The Panther Report will be followed by the Marion Bulldog Report with Marion coach Ryan Miller. And then we'll head down to Corpus Christi for our Seguin Matador pregame coverage, where we'll have more with Coach Craig Daly inside the Matador Report. And then we'll have kickoff between Corpus Christi Miller and Seguin from Buccaneer Stadium along the Texas coast at 7 o'clock tonight, right here on AM 1580 KWED and streaming at SeguinToday.com. And we'll have college football tomorrow night on KWED as the Texas Lutheran Bulldogs open their season at Trinity in San Antonio. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. with our Bulldog pregame at 6:30 tomorrow evening on AM 1580. Area high school volleyball teams are back on the court this evening. The Seguin Lady Matadors, 2-0 in District 27-5A, play host to San Antonio Lanier at Goldie Harris Gym tonight. That match starts at 6:30. Navarro travels to Floresville this evening. Tonight's first serve is set for 6 o'clock. And Marion hosts Luling during homecoming at Marion High School tonight. That match gets underway at 6 p.m. And the two-time Super Bowl defending champion Chiefs held off the Ravens in a wild ending last night to kick off the NFL season. A Ravens touchdown on the final play of the game was overturned by a replay, giving Kansas City a 27-20 victory last night. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.